Kellogg, February 17th, 1886. Dr. Kellogg. Dear brother, I have received two letters from you and designed to answer them at once, but was not able. For 2 weeks, I have suffered with congestion of the brain and intense pain in the back of the eyeball and through the temples. I flattered myself that this would soon pass away. I made most earnest supplication to the great healer several times a day that he would relieve my infirmities and restore my eyesight. For a time, I could not exercise my brain in any way. I believed that the Lord heard my prayer and that I should be restored to health. Day and night, this was the burden of my petition. The 4th of February, I had a severe chill, 2 hours long. W.C. White and party arrived the 5th, finding me sick in bed. I was not able to sit up but a few minutes at a time for a week. Then I began to gain a little strength, walked out a short distance several times, but found myself extremely weary. Wednesday morning, I ventured to walk down in the city with Team and Mary to get our passports. I began to chill soon after leaving the house, but kept up until our business was done, and then called a hack and returned home, took a very hot bath, and went to bed. I had a very severe pain in my head, and my stomach would not take care of food. But I have not lost my faith. I think this is a crisis from which I will come out much better than I have been. Yesterday, for a time, I felt homesick and discouraged, but the peace of Christ rested upon me in the night season, and I felt sure that the promises of God would be verified to me. Today has been a season of comparative freedom from pain and exhausting nervousness, and I feel a gratitude to God, for I do believe that He is working in my behalf. The atmosphere of this climate has seemed to penetrate and cause me great chilliness, and then I would begin to plan where I would go to improve my health. I finally made up my mind that I would rest my case in the hands of God. If it is His will that I should remain here, I want to feel that I am in the way of my duty. The enemy would do to the uttermost of his power to discourage me and drive me away from the work. When I was in Italy, I there met Elder Grant, and he commenced his mean work against me, and against the law, worse than me. My mind was stirred day and night in regard to the position the opposers of the truth were taking. The light from heaven flashed upon my mind in wonderful clearness in regard to the subject of redemption in connection with the fall of Satan and the law of God. I believe that the Lord sent me to Italy that I might come in contact with those who were making a raid against the law of God. I knew not what to do on this occasion, only to pray to God with heart and soul, day and night. And I had the most precious assurance that God would work to vindicate the truth. I have lessons of faith and trust to learn over and over again. I wrote early and late upon this subject so precious to me. I returned home very much worn to find Edith sick and dying. She sent for me several times to pray with her. It drew upon me in a wonderful degree, and my feebleness has been since her death. I did feel while praying for her, as I used to of old, as though Jesus were in the room and angels were round about us. It seemed as though I could bear her in the arms of my faith to the very feet of Jesus. I have the hope and assurance that she sleeps in Jesus. I cannot now answer your letters as I would be glad to do, because I dare not allow my mind to take on any burden of thought. Just as soon as my head becomes strong enough to think of the questions that you wish answered, I will answer them. I have a request to make to you, that you will send me a copy of the letter that Willie handed to you. I had not time to make a copy before Willie left Christiania. I hope, my brother, that you will not become confused, perplexed, or discouraged. You are in a most responsible position, standing under a load of cares and perplexities and difficulties. I do not cease to pray that God will preserve you. I am glad to hear that you are in better health. I hope and pray that the prospering hand of God will be with the workers in the institution. We need special help from God every moment. I often feel that it would be a great pleasure if I could have, from time to time, the advantages to be found in the sanitarium. I much desire to see you and your wife and Sister Hall and talk over some important matters.
I am in perplexity to know just what to do. My crippled ankles forbid my walking much. My hip also at times is quite troublesome. I have always been where I could have a team at my command to ride out. I have thought that I would purchase a horse and carriage that I could be outdoors more. But a good horse would cost me $200, and an ordinary carriage $200, and $300 for a good one. As I do not expect to stay here longer than this summer and fall, I hardly feel free to invest so much means when money is wanted so much in so many places. It is against me that I cannot have more exercise in the open air. At Healdsburg, I have my horses and comfortable carriage, and have made it my practice to ride out every day at least 2 hours. Today our goods came that Willie sent by freight from Liverpool. The boxes of crackers that came from the sanitarium look homelike. They have no crackers here. Some of my friends sent us some dried fruit, which is very precious to us, as we put up no fruit. I had some dried peaches come from my place in Healdsburg, which seemed like a little piece of home. I have written you this much merely to let you know that your letter was not being neglected for want of an interest in you and your work. I am obtaining a new experience since my feebleness in writing by dictation. This is the only way that I can communicate with you at present. I have always said that I never could write in this way, but I may have to, more or less. Please tell my friends, Brother and Sister Sawyer, Sister Hall, and your good wife, that I have not forgotten them, and would be more than glad to see them. Yours with respect, by dictation.